And for Du Bois Community Days, we are proud and excited. Every year, we get a new parade grand marshal. Well, and this time, it is Neil Walker, former Pittsburgh Pirate and MLB player. And we're excited to see him on Saturday at the Du Bois City Park. And we brought him on the phone line this morning for a quick little interview. So thank you so much for making some time for us, Neil.
You're welcome, Brittany. Thanks so much for having me on. And I am really looking forward to getting up on Saturday and being a part of Community Day in Du Bois.
And, you know, Community Days is truly all about bringing communities together. It is all about remembering where you came from and just being there with the people. And I think you know a lot about that because you have such a cool story of fulfilling your dream, truly and honestly fulfilling a dream that you've had since you were really young. You grew up in the Pittsburgh area, right?
Yep, that's correct.
And you wanted to play for the Pirates ever since you were young, and then you were able
to. That's correct, too.
How old were you whenever you became a Pirates fan? Do you remember, like, when you first watched a game?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I mean, I don't remember when I first watched a game, but I remember very vividly in the early 90s watching the Pirates play in the playoffs, and Barry Bonds and Bobby Bonilla and Andy Van Slyke. Those were guys that I loved watching play on TV, and I loved listening to the games on the radio in the summertime, and probably got to go to a handful of games a year, which was awesome, down at Three River Stadium. So, but you're right. I'm one of the rare guys that got to live his dream in his hometown, and I still live in the community just outside of Pittsburgh, which with my wife and two children, and we love the community. We had such a great upbringing and such a great sense of community growing up, and you know, we couldn't be more proud to be from this part of the country. So you know, Community Day, like you said, it says it all. And no matter where your community is, you lean on your neighbors, and you treat people with respect, and you know, kids play together and all sorts of stuff. So it means a lot. It means a great deal to me in many, many aspects.
Neil, I thought it was so cool. You were talking about, like, watching the playoffs before. We should note you were a pretty key member in the team, like 2013, 2015, whenever the Pirates went to the playoffs for three straight years. So, I mean, that was a part of your story as well.
Yeah, and that's, you know, the coolest part, I think, of my story is just, like, the evolution of going from a young fan and watching playoff baseball, and then growing up and being in high school and really having watching the Pirate players and kind of idolizing them and wanting to be like them, and then being lucky enough to be drafted by the Pirates my senior year and kind of go through the whole minor league system. And, you know, we the organization at the major league level was really struggling for, you know, 10-15 years. And when me and, you know, Andrew McCutchen and, you know, the group got up there in 2013, we really turned a corner and getting back to the playoffs. Really, my first memory of Pirate baseball was watching the playoffs in the early 90s, and then fast forward 20 years later, I'm a piece of the team that was playing in the playoffs. So, you know, that could almost write a book about it.
Yeah, I mean, let's talk about that. Do you have any plans? Because you just officially retired not too long ago. So, what are some of your plans for the future? Will there be a book?
I don't think so, but you know, maybe I could be persuaded. But you know, I've been for the most part, especially this summer, just with the way the baseball schedule's been, and pretty much playing professional baseball for the last 20 years, I really wanted to, you know, make sure I gave my time to my wife and my kids, and you know, was there for them if they wanted to do something or do nothing, and you know, traveling and just having a normal July 4th for the first time in 20 years, and you know, kind of all of those things that you sacrifice as a baseball player that you miss during the 7 months, but basically between the spring and early fall. So we're going to travel a little bit, and you know, I've been toying around with doing some stuff with the 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh once a week. I do a 20-minute radio show. We talk sports and life, and so I may do a little bit more of that. I may be involved in the Pirates organization in some capacity, but, you know, haven't really gotten that far yet. So kind of keeping a lot of options open, and more so later in the summer, early fall, I may try to hone in on what I might want to do in the future.
Yeah, well, I'm happy to hear that, because we were all hoping that we'd get a chance to hear you in the broadcast booth. So,
well, thank you.
Yeah, you've got a from us here at the radio station, at least, you've got a good radio voice. So,
oh, I appreciate it,
Neil.
Thank you.
Whenever we're talking about those memories, especially of your time as a Pirates fan, I mean, you very much, you truly kind of have this in your blood, because, oh gosh, I'm even just kind of getting chills thinking about it, because you've told the story a couple of times, and I don't know, maybe you'll tell it at community days as well, but there was a moment where you said that you owed your life, literally owed your life to Roberto Clemente. So do you want to maybe just tell us why again and share that story?
Yeah, so my father played professional in Major League Baseball, and one winter he was playing winter ball in Puerto Rico, and obviously Roberto Clemente was down there, I believe at the time as a player coach, obviously at the very end of his career, and unfortunately his wife, but you know, they were down in Puerto Rico, and there was an earthquake in Nicaragua, and right the day before New Year's Eve, he loaded up a plane with supplies to take over to Nicaragua, and originally there was going to be a handful of guys that jumped on the plane with him and helped him load and deload supplies, and my dad was one of those guys, and at the very last minute, Roberto said, no, the plane's too full, I'm just going to go with the pilot, you guys stay here and enjoy New Year's Eve with your families and friends, and didn't let him on the plane, and obviously, the rest is history. The plane takes off and lands in the Atlantic, and people's lives were obviously spared, and unfortunately, he and the pilot were not. So I literally owe my life to Roberto Clemente, exactly what you said, and I was so very fortunate to play in this organization and have many run-ins with his wife and kids, and got to celebrate firsthand Clemente Day in September as a member of the Pittsburgh Pirates, and really just try to idolize my game as close as you could to his, and how he did things on the field and off the field were such a blessing in my life. And obviously nobody's going to be the humanitarian and the person that Roberto Clemente is, especially to the Latin baseball community. But, you know, that's what we were all thriving for. So I literally owe my life, like you said, to Roberto Clemente.
Wow, that just gives me chills. Hey, Neil, I know you've got limited time here, but I wanted to ask you one more thing, especially as we're heading into Du Bois Community Days, and there might be some kids in the audience as you're answering some questions, or maybe even as you're acting as the fire marshal in the parade. There are undoubtedly going to be some young kids in the stands, and also, you know, watching the parade, really looking up to you. What's the best advice that you could give them for somebody who's looking to go into baseball?
Yeah. The thing I always, I have about 12 nieces and nephews between my family and my in-laws, and a lot of them are into sports and so on and so forth. And the thing I always tell the kids, number one, is you have to enjoy what you're doing. You have to enjoy, if baseball is something that you really enjoy, and you get to the high school age and you say, you know what, I want to put all my focus in on this, you really have to enjoy what you're doing, because if it's stressing you out at 12, 13, 14, 15 years old, it's definitely going to stress you out if you're lucky enough to go play in college or professionally or so on and so forth. So you have to have humility in this game. You have to be able to laugh at yourself, but you also have to be able to work really hard. And, you know, the sacrifices along the way, like I was saying, sometimes it seems like that, that's going to be easy scenarios when all your friends are going out on a Friday night to watch a movie or going to hang out, and your dad says, hey man, you got an 8:30 a.m. baseball game tomorrow morning, you can't go hang out with your friends. You know, I missed a lot of those, and that's kind of a common theme amongst especially baseball players when they were younger, is hey, I missed a lot of dances, I missed a lot of fun times with my friends. So you have to be willing to put the work in, but more than anything else, don't let anybody tell you what you can and can't do. And, I put my focus, especially, like I said, when I was in high school, I put my focus. I said, I want to at least play this game in college. And I'm going to put my effort and time and energy into being the best player that I can be. And it worked out for me. And sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. But, to do special things, you have to make special sacrifices. And That's kind of the somewhat of a motto of my career.
Oh, that is incredible. Neil, thank you so much for spending some time with us. And thank you. We're excited to see you as part of Du Bois Community Days.
I am as well. I'm really looking forward to it. And I hope to see a lot of young kids, especially out there in baseball uniforms. And hopefully we get some great weather. And I'm really, really excited about it.
Oh, wonderful. And that's Neil Walker, the Pittsburgh kid, former Pittsburgh Pirates.
And he'll now be the Parade Grand Marshal at 2021 Du Bois Community Days.